Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rockaholics, it is Taryn Daly, and I am joined on the phone by Kevin Martin from Candlebox, all the way from Detroit. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm super good, man. How are you, Taryn?
Oh, man, the sun is shining in Washington. Man, it has been like almost 90 degrees in the Seattle area, and I know you being from around here, you know that's like really crazy and everybody's losing their minds.
Yeah, lots of shorts and flip-flops.
Definitely, and the air conditioning in my car went out last week, so the timing could not have been better.
Nothing worse.
But we're pretty excited because you're actually going to be coming back to our neck of the woods next week, and you guys have a pair of shows at the Paramount, and I believe they are both sold out. Is that correct?
Well, I think the second one's like 20 tickets. So I honestly don't know. It's kind of crazy. When we decided to do this, we didn't know what was going to happen. And when the first show sold so quickly, Paramount was like, let's add another one. And, I called the guys and said, what do you want to do? And they're like, let's play another show. So, it's kind of that, when we did the three shows back in 93 at the Paramount, it was just kind of, let's see if we can go back there and do that, with the 25 years of the debut album. And it's still shocking to me the career we've had. I'm absolutely blessed to have been able to do this as long as I have, and if it wasn't for the fans, I don't know what we would have done. I had no backup plan.
Well, it's pretty amazing to have this almost like deja vu moment, because you guys did do that, those KISW Rising Stars shows back in the day, and now you're doing it again all these years later. Were you totally shocked? Does it feel very similar to you?
It feels really similar, and I think it's mainly because we're just playing the first album, but that's all we had back in 93. We had a couple songs that we were working on for Lucy that, we hadn't even really prepared. So, and it was just really kind of the beginning of our career at that point. We had just finished touring with Living Color and coming back home to see if we could do a couple shows. It was shocking, to say the least. And I think that it feels almost exactly the same right now, because Pete Marty and Scott and I haven't played together in well over 10 years. It's exciting. And it feels like 1993 all over.
And those were some pretty magical times for all of Seattle. I know there was some sort of like, I don't know what it was called, and maybe you can refresh my memory, but there was some sort of a rock fest that happened in Bremerton, and I think you guys played and Soundgarden played and a whole bunch of other bands. Do you remember what that was called?
I want to say it was, it wasn't End Fest. It was, because Soundgarden, I think, played on Sunday, and we played Saturday, and Tool was on the bill as well.
Yeah.
That was insane for us. Look, I still every single day pinch myself at what has happened with this band, I don't remember the name of that festival, but I do remember that festival very, very well. Catherine Wheel was on it. I think Radiohead was on it. I mean, it was pretty, pretty, pretty cool. Paw from Kansas was on it. God, it was wild.
That's awesome. And again, you guys kind of had this like amazing experience. I mean, I can't imagine being on David Letterman. Like, that must have blown your mind. Was that another one of those pinch yourselves moments?
Oh yeah. I mean, when David Letterman comes to your dressing room and sits and talks to you for an hour about your record and stuff, and he loved the Seattle scene. He loved Pearl Jam.
Big Pearl Jam fan, yeah.
Yeah, and all of it. And he was so kind and such a incredible talent. And then you step out there and it's, freezing cold. They keep the studio at 60 degrees and you got, 4 minutes to knock it out of the park. And we were lucky enough to do that. We did it three times with Letterman. So yeah, it was very special.
Not only that, but I don't know if you, correct me if I'm wrong. Were you guys the first band to be signed to Madonna's record label?
We were, yeah. And then I think it was Deftones and Alanis Morissette after that.
Wow. Now, did you ever actually get to meet Madonna or hang out with her ever?
Yeah, we met her about, I want to say almost a year after we signed the deal. I mean, obviously she was touring, I think, on the Blonde Ambition tour, and it really was Freddie DeMann's label more than it was Madonna's.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't meet her right away, but we were doing a couple shows in New York with Rush at Madison Square Garden, and she came to the show and took us out to dinner the night before, and you know, was very gracious and you know, told us don't listen to what the label says, do it your way. She goes, I know I'm the owner, but you know, you guys do the music you do. We're here to make sure that people hear it. So
that's really
refreshing.
Appreciated
that for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And you mentioned Rush. I just have to say that's my favorite band in the entire world. So like the level of envy and just, I can't even imagine being anywhere near the three of them for that, you know, amount of time. So I'm very jealous.
We were with them for 16
weeks. Oh my gosh. That is crazy.
Yeah,
wonderful. Well, and I know that you guys probably have, you know, bumped elbows and met all sorts of different celebrities over the years, but who really, when you found out that this famous person was a huge Candlebox fan, who was that? How did that go down?
Gosh, I guess it was like, there's been a few, you know, the Rush guys, like they picked us for that tour and they would come to our dressing room and talk to us about our set list and stuff. And that was, you know, beyond bizarre, because I had grown up listening to Rush because of my older brother. So, and then they would come see the shows. Like if we would go up to Toronto, they would show up, which mm-hmm. was, you know, a trip. And of course, David Letterman, which we already talked about. There's been several. What's her name? The actress that was on that gangster TV show on HBO. I always forget her name. Anyways, she came to several shows and was a
nice.
Huge. I don't know, man. I don't know. I think. It's weird. Thinking back 25 years and I've met so many people, it's bizarre.
And you guys, again, coming back home, playing the Paramount for two nights. I mean, by the end of this interview, the second show may be sold out. So people need to jump on it if they want to go see you guys. That's next Sunday, July 22nd. There are some tickets still available, we believe. And you guys are playing with Sweetwater and Green Apple Quickstep?
Yeah, we're taking it back to kind of those early days. The concept was really, let's play with some friends that we used to play shows with. Back when that record came out, you know, we played with Green Apple and Sweetwater all the time, and we're such great friends with them. And when I called Rich from Sweetwater, I was like, hey, would you guys be interested? He's like, absolutely, man, we totally love to. And then of course I called Ty, and I think they've actually got the original band back together, which is going to be a real treat because you know, they had some amazing shows back in the day, and I'm really excited to see both these guys' bands play. You know, I just love them, and it's exciting for us to come back and to be able to play with them.
For sure. Well, the current Seattle music scene, we have some incredible local talent, you know, coming up out of this area. And there's kind of a similar vibe, I would say, about, you know, just friends and these bands supporting each other. So I love that you guys are continuing to do that all these years later.
Well, that's the way it should be. You know, I think when you live in a city like Seattle that is, you know, as big as it is, it's still really small when it comes to the musical scene. You know, you gotta be there for one another. I mean, everybody's in the same boat. You're all trying to you know, be seen and heard, and if you can help one another out, get there, you know, that's the way it should be. We were you know, late to the game, obviously, from the Seattle scene, being that we were about 5 years in age younger than the rest of the guys, you know, Alice and Soundgarden and Mother Love Bone and whatnot. So, you know, I was 14 when I first saw Soundgarden. I think Chris was probably 21. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's definitely something that, you know, was always kind of hard for us as a band coming from that scene because people didn't know who we were because we had just started the band in 91. You know, being on the tail end of that scene was hard for us, but we had the support of Sweetwater. We had the support of Easy. We had the support of Green Apple Quickstep. So many bands. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And it was great for us to be able to come up from that and have those guys, you know, really give us. I mean, Sweetwater gave us our first break. They gave mm-hmm. us an opening slot at the Rock Candy, and that was really what solidified us in the Seattle scene.
That's so awesome. I've been a part of this kind of side project thing called Top Left TV, where we are interviewing current local bands in Seattle. And every time we get together and interview a band, the members of that band are wearing other bands' t-shirts that are, you know, yeah, currently making it happen. So I just love hearing that from you. And I'm really excited about your guys' shows next weekend. If you could leave us with three words of what we can expect next weekend, what would those three words be?
An absolute blast.
Yes. Awesome. Well, we cannot wait. Where can people get tickets right now? Is it STG Presents?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's Ticketmaster.
Oh, Ticketmaster. All right.
Or you can get them off our Facebook page. There's a link on there. There's VIP things going on and stuff like that. So I don't think they're hard to find.
Perfect. Well, we're going to sell this thing out by the end of tonight. I'm telling you, Kevin. Thank you so much for spending 10 minutes with Taryn, and we will see you next weekend here in Seattle.
Thanks so much. We'll see you.
All right. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.